If you have a phone, you've probably gotten a call like this.
This is an urgent notification about your vehicle manufacturer warranty coverage.
Even if you don't have a car. Could new government rules make them stop? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Mary Elsegarra, in for Molly Wood. In the U.S., about 20% of calls to cell phones and 40% to landlines are robocalls, many of them scams. And tomorrow is the deadline for voice service providers, including some phone companies, to show the Federal Communications Commission what steps they're taking to stop robocalls. Brad Reeves is a professor of computer science at North Carolina State University. He said the FCC is telling these companies to be on the lookout for clear signs of fraud.
For example, if you're a phone company and you have a customer that is sending hundreds of thousands of calls per day, but almost none of them get answered, doesn't necessarily mean you're doing anything illegal, but it's certainly suspicious and you should be looking into it.
So yeah, the FCC has a new system, right? Like a technical system that can help weed out the robocalls?
So the FCC is mandating that all providers, either now or within a couple of years, implement a set of technical standards called STIR and SHAKEN. This is something that changes how calls are made to add a little token to indicate where the call came from and which provider was responsible for it. So you can think of this kind of like the post office putting a postmark on a stamp. The reason this is important is that when you receive a robocall and maybe you call your phone company to complain about it, they have to figure out where that call came from. And before STIR SHAKEN, it was a laborious process that took days in most cases.
Do you think that this is going to work?
I wouldn't bet on it. There are just too many loopholes and ways to bypass this system. First of all, that smaller providers currently aren't being required to implement this new system. And so if you're a robocaller, you're probably going to be moving to a smaller carrier. Another issue is there are certain providers who are providing U.S. phone service, but for people located overseas. Those so-called gateway providers currently aren't required to participate in the system either. So if a call is coming from outside the United States, and a lot of people think that most robocalls are, it's not going to have this identifying token attached to it.
I mean, is there a better idea?
I think that STIR SHAKEN is a good start. To really stop the problem, we are going to have carriers start to have a better idea of who their customers are. Just like in the banking sector, you have know your customer regulations. I think that we need that in telephony as well.
There was a similar problem with email, right?
Yeah, exactly. So right now, everyone is familiar with robocalls, but the problem that people used to talk about quite a bit was spam. And email spam isn't nearly as big a problem today because of a whole suite of actions that email providers and other tech groups have done to make it easier to filter out spam and to make sure that the emails that you get are from who they say they are. So in many ways, the FCC and providers are doing with STIR SHAKEN is very similar to what we did in email through a set of protocols called DMARC and DKIM. Now, these didn't solve the spam problem either, and you know, you still get spam every day too, but they've made the problem much easier to deal with. And so, you know, the fact that we've been able to make progress on email spam gives me hope for stopping robocalls someday.
What do you do if you get a call that you don't know the number?
So I don't answer any calls that I don't recognize the number for. The one exception is if I happen to see an area code that indicates it's in my local area, but that's only because I have what is now an out-of-state phone number. So any calls that are coming from the state my phone number's in, I know are going to be spam, and I ignore them. If I do happen to answer one of them just accidentally, I hang up right away.
Brad Reeves is a professor of computer science at North Carolina State University. In June, the chair of the FCC said in a statement that while there is no, quote, silver bullet to fight scammers, this new strategy would definitely help. And now for some related links. Brad talked about Stir Shaken, and in case you were wondering, that is an acronym. It stands for Secure Telephone Identity Revisited, STIR, and Signature-Based Handling of Asserted Information Using Tokens, Shaken. I don't know. They tried it. We also talked about the cost of robocalls, that it could add up to millions or billions of dollars a year. And that's a result of scams, for sure, when you actually do press 3 and end up giving a scammer your information or your money. It's also the cost of productivity, when you get all these calls that interrupt your day, or you don't pick up your phone because you think it's a scam, but actually that was your doctor calling and now you're playing phone tag, wasting your time and their time. And time is money. And Senator Richard Blumenthal just sent the FCC a letter saying the agency needs to be more aggressive when it comes to robocalls and unsolicited text messages. Estimates are that Americans now get about 7 billion spam text messages a month. And has anyone else noticed they got a lot more frequent during the pandemic? I pick up my phone and it's like, oh, somebody's thinking about me. But nope. I'm Mary Elsegarra, and that's Marketplace Tech.
Press 3 to close your warranty coverage and stop these courtesy calls.
Don't do it. Don't press 3. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.